Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms Rio leg of his Brazil visit productive, says bilateral meetings with world leaders will strengthen India's friendship with various nations. Prime Minister to hold talks with President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia today to boost economic ties between the two countries. Bihar government announces domicile criteria for existing 35% quota for women in government jobs, also forms Youth Commission for holistic development of state's youth. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in northwest and west coast parts of the country during next 4 days. Death toll in Texas flooding crosses 100 with dozens still missing. Search and rescue operations continue. And Archery World Cup Stage 4 kicks off in Spain today. Deepika Kumari and Jyoti Surekha to lead India's campaign. Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister was given a warm welcome by the members of the Indian diaspora as he arrived in the Brazilian capital. Touched by the gesture, PM Modi described it as a memorable welcome while hailing the diaspora for staying connected with their roots. Let's now go live to our correspondent Sudhindra, who is covering the Prime Minister's visit in Brazil. Sudhindra, share with us what are the engagement schedule for today in Brasilia.
Well, yes, the Prime Minister, as was mentioned, he has arrived in Brasilia, which is the capital city of Brazil. And around 5 hours from now, local time, both the leaders will meet. It is, you know, after a period of 57 years, that for an Indian Prime Minister to be here on a state visit, so it has derived a significant importance. And around the morning, the Prime Minister will be accorded ceremonial welcome. And thereafter, there will be one-on-one meeting between both the Indian Prime Minister and Brazilian President. And this will be followed by delegation-level talks. And it will conclude when both the countries are going to sign MOUs to foster cooperation. These agreements are on counter-terrorism, to mutually share confidential information, and to work together on renewable energy and agricultural research.
Right, Sudhindra, thank you so much for sharing with us all those details. The Prime Minister has said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign 4 agreements.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign 4 agreements or / MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counter-terrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual production of confidential information.
On the final leg of his 5-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Namibia and the 3rd-ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, and is coming after a gap of 27 years. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to deliver an address at the Parliament of Namibia. We have a report from our correspondent.
The upcoming visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Namibia will focus on exploring the new areas for deepening the economic partnership, which include oil and gas, hydrocarbons, critical metals and rare earth material. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, the Indian High Commissioner to Namibia, Rahul Srivastav, said, Namibia being one of the resource-rich countries in the world, the broad partnership is expected between the two countries in these areas.
The Prime Minister ji aayenge, usme ye bhi vartalaap hogi. Oil and gas mein hamara aur bhi yahan par presence badhega. Aur Namibia apni ek refinery banana chahta hai. Namibia apne port infrastructure ko badhana chahta hai. Aur dusra area hai critical minerals, lithium ho gaya, graphite hai, ke baad molybdenum, heavy rare earth, kaafi sare minerals hain jis par hamare PSUs invest kar sakte hain.
He added that unified payment interoperability will also be one of the key highlights of this visit.
Namibia hai pehla desh hai jiske saath NIPL ne ek agreement sign kiya hua hai. Usse aapko financial inclusivity hoti hai, transparency hota hai. ये आपके ट्रांजैक्शंस फास्ट और चीप वे में हो सकते हैं जो कि यहाँ पर बहुत जरूरी है. यहाँ पर जो ट्रांजैक्शन फीस है वो काफी ज्यादा है.
Besides this, Namibia is also expected to join some of the India's global initiatives such as Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, International Big Cat Alliance and Global Biofuel Alliance after the visit. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Windhoek.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that BRICS is a vital platform for advancing inclusive multilateralism, and especially when global institutions are facing a crisis. Addressing the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Rio de Janeiro yesterday, she highlighted India's demonstrated resilience through a combination of strong domestic demand, prudent macroeconomic management and targeted fiscal measures. In a separate meeting with her Russian counterpart, Anton Siluanov, the finance minister discussed issues of bilateral cooperation, particularly in the financial sector, as well as matters related to the new development bank. She also met with her Chinese counterpart, Lan Fuan, and emphasized that India and China are uniquely positioned to drive inclusive global growth and innovation as the two largest and fastest-growing economies in the world. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said India is exploring various projects in Norway to leverage its expertise to upgrade and expand India's energy capabilities. He visited the Northern Lights CO2 terminal in Bergen, Norway, and held discussions on technologies covering the entire gamut of hydrocarbons exploration, particularly deep-sea exploration, by the Norwegian energy professionals. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, and Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi addressed senior military officers in New Delhi today on the conduct of joint operations. During the event, all three chiefs reaffirmed their commitment to tri-service synergy. According to the Indian Army, the address focused on joint operational planning with particular emphasis on integrated maritime and air warfare in future battle scenarios. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Bihar, the state government has decided to implement domicile policy for government jobs which are reserved for women. Currently, the 35% reservation quota has been fixed in government jobs for female candidates. The decision to implement domicile policy for women was taken today in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Now, only female candidates who are residents of Bihar will be able to get the benefit of 35% reservation. The proposal was brought by the General Administration Department. Women who are outside Bihar will be considered as general candidates.
आज मंत्री परिषद में 43 एजेंडों पर निर्णय हुआ है. सबसे महत्वपूर्ण जो एजेंडा है वह है बिहार में युवा आयोग का गठन करने के संबंध में है. इस आयोग के द्वारा युवाओं से संबंधित जितने कार्य हैं उसके बारे में विचार करेगी. दूसरा सामान्य प्रशासन से संबंधित एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय है जिसमें बिहार राज्य के सभी सरकारी सेवा संवर्गों में सभी स्तर के एवं सभी प्रकार के पदों पर सीधी नियुक्ति में राज्य की मूल निवासी महिला अभ्यर्थियों को ही 35% क्षैतिज आरक्षण अनुमान्य होगा.
The cabinet has also decided to constitute a 7-member youth commission to look into matters of youth, migration, their skill development and holistic development. The commission will deal with matters of migrant youth workers, youth pursuing higher studies. On to weather, the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, predicted that the heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over the northwestern parts of the country along the west coast during the next 4 days. According to IMD, heavy and extreme rainfall is expected over Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Naresh Kumar said a red alert has been issued for East Madhya Pradesh.
We are expecting very heavy rainfall, even extremely heavy rainfall over the central part of country, specifically over Madhya Pradesh. For that, we have given a red alert over East MP. And if you talk about the other adjoining area, we are expecting heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Odisha, Jharkhand for next 2-3 days. If you talk about Northwest India, presently the monsoon trough is just near normal position. It will slightly shift towards the north of its normal position by tomorrow. As a result, rainfall activity increase and there is a possibility of heavy rainfall over Punjab and Haryana on 9th and 10th.
9 people are stranded in different parts of Rasuwa district in Nepal have been rescued safely. They were trapped after the Lende stream flooded near the Nepal-China border. Out of 37 people who had gone out of contact, 22 are now safe in a shelter. Efforts are on to trace the remaining 15 people. We have a report.
Extreme monsoon rains in Nagaland have caused widespread damage across the state. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority has reported destruction of homes, roads and farmlands, with low-lying districts of Dimapur, Newland and Chumukedi among the worst affected. Widespread floodings have left several colonies submerged, prompting the Dimapur District Disaster Management Authority to set up relief camps. SDRF teams are conducting rescue efforts and have safely relocated nearly 1,000 people. Further, flash floods, waterlogging and landslides have caused damage to paddy fields, critical bridges and roads in Wokha, Mokokchung, Kohima and other districts. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated heavy rainfall to continue across the state for the rest of the week. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In the United States, the death toll from a devastating flood in central Texas rose past 100 as the chance of finding more survivors faded on the fourth day of search. The majority of those killed were in Kerr County, where 28 children have died at the Camp Mystic, a Christian all-girls summer camp. On to sports. In archery, former world number one Deepika Kumari and Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Surekha Vennam will lead India's charge at the Archery World Cup Stage 4, which starts in Madrid, Spain, from today. A 16-member Indian squad is participating in the tournament. In tennis, the quarterfinals of Wimbledon 2025 will begin today with top stars Aryna Sabalenka and Carlos Alcaraz, headlining an exciting day 9 schedule. 4 singles matches, 2 on centre court and 2 on court 1 will decide the first set of semi-finalists at this year's championships. In men's singles, defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz will face Britain's Cameron Norrie, while in the women's section, world number one Aryna Sabalenka will take on unseated German Laura Siegmund on centre court. Following the elimination of Yuki Bhambri in the men's doubles yesterday, there are now no Indian players left in action at Wimbledon 2025. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi terms Rio leg of his Brazil visit productive, says bilateral meetings with world leaders will strengthen India's friendship with various nations. Prime Minister to hold talks with President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia today to boost economic ties between the two countries. Bihar government announces domicile criteria for existing 35% quota for women in government jobs, also to form Youth Commission for Holistic Development of State's Youth. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in the northwest and west coast of the country during the next 4 days. Death toll in Texas flooding crosses 100 with dozens still missing. Search and rescue operations continue. An Archery World Cup Stage 4 kicks off in Spain today. And with that, we end the midday news.